From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Weather is hampering efforts to stop the flow of oil from a freighter that ran aground last week off Alaska's Aleutian Islands. Inspectors have found the Malaysian ship in worse shape than expected, which could make removing the remaining oil and wreckage more difficult. Meanwhile, dead mammals and seabirds are being collected from nearby beaches, and questions are being raised about how to prevent such disasters in what's become a heavily trafficked shipping route. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
What's known as the Great Circle Route is one of the primary shipping routes between the West Coast and Asia. It's the shortest route, and it cuts right through the sensitive marine environment of the Aleutian Islands. Rick Steiner, a marine biologist and University of Alaska professor who helped secure many safety reforms after the Exxon Valdez oil spill in Prince William Sound, estimates as many as 2,000 vessel transits a year through this passage.
All of these vessels have hundreds of thousands of gallons of heavy bunker fuel in their double bottom tanks, and they also have diesel on board in addition to whatever cargo they're hauling. So there's potential risk, potential catastrophe in each and every one of these vessel transits.
The Exxon Valdez spill brought tougher federal and state laws, and oil companies purchased state-of-the-art prevention equipment for the sound. 5 rescue tugs are stationed there now. Steiner maintains that just one of those heavy-duty rescue tugs could have helped the stranded freighter if it had been stationed in nearby Dutch Harbor or Unimak Pass, and that a detailed risk assessment might have led the Coast Guard to establish more of a presence in the area. Dutch Harbor consistently ranks as the nation's highest volume fishing port, but the nearest Coast Guard port, or air station, is 600 miles away in Kodiak. When the Malaysian freighter floundered, a pair of private tugs went to the scene, but they didn't have the power or equipment that might have improved the possibility of saving the ship.
You know, we pointed out the risk in this system both in 1995, asking that a salvage or open ocean rescue tug be stationed there in Dutch Harbor, and again in 1998, that a risk assessment be conducted. And sometimes it takes a sequence of disasters before people get it.
There have been wrecks in this area before. A freighter ran aground in 1997, killing 2 crew members and spilling 36,000 gallons of heavy oil. And in 1998, a container ship collided with a fishing vessel. After the 1998 incident, Steiner and others asked for a risk assessment study. Alaska Senator Ted Stevens forwarded the request to the Coast Guard at the time. The Coast Guard replied that it had guidelines in place to weigh risks, but if others involved in shipping in the area wanted to sponsor a study, the Coast Guard would participate. Nothing came of it. Stevens' office is now referring readiness questions to the Coast Guard. Chief Petty Officer Roger Weatherall says a rescue tug stationed nearby could not have changed the outcome in this instance.
This really has a lot to do with weather, less than it does having more tugs and stronger equipment in that area. You know, we had ships on sea. There were 3 ships there. The other ships could not establish tows, and that was because the weather prevented them from getting anything on the ship. Could it have been prevented? We just simply don't know.
Captain Ron Morris, the on-scene commander at Unalaska, however, says he expects the incident command team will make some recommendations to the National Transportation Safety Board about shipping safety in the area. It was 13 hours before the freighter notified the Coast Guard of its situation. There is no rule that shippers radio in at the first sign of trouble, nor is there any kind of vessel tracking system that would alert the Coast Guard that a ship lost power or was off course. Salvage crews are trying now to assess the damage when weather allows them to reach the vessel. They're trying to decide whether and how best to remove both halves of the freighter and what remains of its oil. Fish and wildlife biologists are trying to recover and rehabilitate oiled sea mammals and seabirds. Steiner says the lesson, however, from any number of spills worldwide is that containment and cleanup efforts are negligible at best.
Once the oil's in the water, you've lost the battle. So what we need to focus on is preventing the next wreck, and that's something we can do.
Ships on the Great Circle Route regularly pass through some of the most severe marine weather in the world. But because of its remoteness, the Aleutian chain, Steiner says, has been sort of out of sight, out of mind. But so was Prince William Sound, which is now one of the most protected shipping routes in the world. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Anchorage.